Hang on. Hey, guys, is the dog supposed to be in the front yard?
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we are joined once again by Ron Bauman. He's here to try and convince us that the DC movies we think are crappy are actually good. We'll see how it works out.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover.
Hey, hey!
And Molly Glover.
That's me, Molly Glover.
And we are still recording remotely because, of course, we are still in COVID-19 America.
Yeah.
And but that gives us an opportunity to bring in fantabulous guests from around the nation. And today we bring back a fantabulous guest who has been with us many, many times, who is almost
basically since the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
He's basically,
I think, like episode 8 or 12.
You remember these things. We don't, but that's okay. It's Ron Bauman, everyone. Ron Bauman. Thank you, Ron. Hello.
Woo-hoo.
Now, Ron, you are indeed from around America, although pretty much at this point you aren't really going anywhere in America.
No. I am now living in the desert. I live in an area of the desert called Casa Grande, which is God's frying pan. Though I am calling in remotely to record for Geeks Without God, I'm actually in Minnesota right now as we speak,
what?
But still
Why?
Calling in remotely.
Why are you in Minnesota?
Ostensibly, I'm here to pick up a trailer full of stock from one of my businesses, but really I'm here to visit a friend and, you know,
nice.
Blah, blah, you know, carefully remotely, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Welcome to our beautiful state.
Thank you. It is so not 118 degrees like where I have been. In fact, I picked up a pandemic job and I went to go to work the other morning at 6 o'clock, at 5:30 in the morning. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's chilly. I have to put on a jacket because it was 87 degrees.
Wow.
That's how crazy temperature is.
If you'd been here last week,
yeah.
we were down to the like 39 at night and only hitting like 45 in the daytime. It was
We almost had a record low, I believe, for this time of year. Anyway, if we just keep talking about the weather as we are wont to do, seeing as we are all Minnesotans except for Ron, we'll never get to the topic. And the topic today is Ron and his DC apologism.
Now I wrote a little intro to this,
you?
As I always do. Yeah, I always come with notes, guys. I'm the Eric Knight.
It's true.
Of
no, don't say that about yourself.
So what I wrote was on my very first appearance on this podcast, I expressed my hope that you guys would become far too important to have me on after a while, but I also hope that I'd get to appear many, many times anyway. And both of those things are true. Absolutely, okay.
Oh, Ron, flattery will get you nowhere.
Really? Because this is my 16th appearance, so I think this shit is working. All right, I think it's
at least for you.
I also love that you guys mentioned me throughout the year when I'm driving around in my truck listening to the podcast. You go, our friend Ron Bauman. Oh man, it's me. Nobody cares but me. It makes me so happy. And I've come to the conclusion that I'm not an expert at much of anything. And it feels especially strange to have me on for DC films, especially considering, speaking of strange, that you had Cargo on speaking for Doc Strange.
That's
but
true.
I am a fan. I am a nerd. I'm a geek, if you will, about a few things. And somehow I become the DC apologist for your show. You guys mentioned it all year long. I also appreciate, Nick, that our little pseudo feud has given us more reason to interact throughout the year. It is delightful for me.
Yay.
Now, it's just that you're the only person we know who likes DC movies that much.
and may be true. And I want to go ahead and start this off right by saying again, that Batman versus Superman is a better movie than Force Awakens, and I will die on that hill. I will
absolutely die
on that hill.
And we will enjoy watching it happen.
Yeah.
There you go. But I will also give you that as much as I love, love, love Zack Snyder as a director. In fact, I don't know if I tell you guys this or not before, literally every time I fly on an airplane, I take a tablet with me and I watch all of the fight scenes from Sucker Punch. Only the fight scenes. Only the fight scenes. The man cannot write at all. He cannot create realistic characters. He is flawless at casting. I mean, Wonder Woman, perfect. Batman, Batfleck, please. I'm on board forever for Batfleck.
I'm watching Molly's face right now.
I got problems with Wonder Woman.
I wish you could.
I don't like Wonder Woman. I'm mad they cast Gal Gadot, but we don't need to get into that.
Okay. And I'm even down with Aquabro. And apparently you guys are a little bit more Aquabro than I am.
He's fine.
He's fine.
I think
Oh, yeah.
I like Aquabro better than Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I don't know that I agree with that, but every issue I have with the Aquaman movie was writing more than it was casting, to be perfectly frank.
I'm with you. And back to Snyder, and then we'll go back to Aquaman as much as you like.
Aquabro.
Snyder isn't a writer. Aquabro. Snyder isn't a writer. He works best when he's adapting well-written material, like his 300 was flawless. Mm-hmm. And
it was good.
It was a great comic. Yeah.
And I very much approved of – this will have to stop. I very much approved of Watchmen. I very much approved of Watchmen, and I am absolutely a fan of Watchmen. I read them when they were still individual comics. Even the changes Snyder made to Watchmen, I approved of.
Okay. I think Watchmen got a bad rap. I think it's not as bad as a lot of people give it hell for, especially when you compare it to other Zack Snyder movies.
Yeah, I liked it a lot up until the scene where Archie comes fire to Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. That's about where I was like, okay, I didn't need that.
I didn't have a problem with that at all.
That's actually closer to the way it was written as well. I didn't really have a problem with that. I love Man of Steel. We've already watched Batman versus Superman. And I like the first part of Justice League at first. And here's something that you're going to love. I think Snyder's Superman is better than Donner's. And I said it, and I'll skip.
Which one is Donner's?
You mean the original or Superman 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of the Chris Reeves.
Man. Okay.
Yeah.
See, they have a purity to them. They encapsulate Superman, the Boy Scout.
Yeah.
The truth, justice, and American way Superman better than anything that's been done, recently. The last two movies that had Superman.
It doesn't surprise me, Ron, that you like it better, because I feel like Grimdark is more your wheelhouse. For sure. Like, you enjoy the darker side of things. And so I can see why you would appreciate that more than the Donner Reeves Superman, for sure.
I can also be grimdark with comedy. Like, Deadpool. Deadpool worked for me just fine.
Deadpool is fucking amazing.
Well, Deadpool is fucking awesome.
Deadpool's lighthearted, though.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Deadpool.
Like, it's not just like, just putting violence in something doesn't make it grimdark. Violence can be slapstick. Violence can be dramatic. Violence can be horrific.
In fact, the Harley Quinn movie is Birds of Prey. That's not grimdark.
No.
At all.
No, it's not.
And I cover that in a second. I also wanted to give you guys some interesting information. I have a friend. In fact, we were just talking about him when we were talking about mustaches a bit before that we started recording. And he was an actual Batman. He was a Batman performer at Six Flags or stunt show. Cool guy all the way around. And he hated Batman versus Superman. He hated it with a passion that bordered on fury.
I think I like him now.
Yeah, he sounds like a good guy.
He is a good guy, but he's just as wrong as you guys are. Because and the thing that bothered him was all the stuff that Snyder essentially lifted from Dark Knight Returns, which is universally lauded as one of the best comics of all time.
It is very much not. Dark Knight Returns is a
here we
Dark
go.
Knight Returns. It was popular for its time, but Dark Knight Returns is a fascist-loving like very much product of its time
Pro-cop.
Garbage comic. Like Dark Knight Returns, you're talking about like the futuristic bullshit with the girl Robin, right?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Now listen,
yeah, it's trash, Ron. It's so bad.
I understand your point. I disagree with you, but I think that if Miller hadn't gone ahead and written all the other stuff that followed it, that was so fucking vile and fascistic, taken on its own, Dark Knight Returns is a masterpiece. But it is poisoned by everything that came after it. That's my opinion.
Okay, so I don't agree. I see your point that yes, like it's one of those things where it's like in retrospect, now that we know that he's a fuckface, like obviously it's much worse than it might have been. Like there's a little bit of, you know, you can forgive a bunch of things as coincidences until like you realize they're not coincidence.
Yeah.
But like nothing about the story was truly original or great. It was the first comic to do a bunch of things, and that's where it's good, right? It's like Asimov or like Heinlein, right? Is this story a good story? No, but it has some original ideas, and it was the first to do a bunch of things, and for that reason, it's like important because of what it inspired and when it, you know, when it came out, it was the first to do a bunch of those things, right?
Also, it was like the first real adult one that took itself seriously.
Dude, how can you take a Batman that fucking bulky seriously? Like he
I'm sorry, let's go ahead and refer to who is it that draws Captain America with the refrigerator
chest?
But nobody defends Liefeld either. I mean,
right.
You know. Captain America, but,
I mean, Liefeld like is also a classic that had a bunch of things that he was the first to do that, you know, he's an important part of like comic history in a sense, right? That well, when everyone talks about how much he sucks at what he sucks at, which is feet and pouches.
And it's very interesting that you mentioned Lovecraft. What?
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's interesting that you mentioned Lovecraft because you might as well put Miller and Lovecraft in the same category. Wow, they're great. Oh, wow, they're really vile. But does that change what they accomplished before that? And also, wow, what a trendsetter. If you go back and read Lovecraft now, even taking all the racism out of it, you go, oh, wow, this ending is trite. I've heard this before. I've seen this before. No, you've seen this a lot of times after. It just retrospectively, it seems like it's a repeat. No, everybody else copied them.
Yeah, that's it's like Hamlet's point. Full of all sorts of cliches. Anyway, getting back to DC. getting back to DC. So your friend who hates Batman versus Superman. Mm-hmm. And was a Batman. I you know, we're like about 5 minutes off track, so I'm just trying to steer us back.
Into no, just the that. I want to admit, and I have this written down somewhere in here. I wanted to admit to some that are in here. The absolute best DC movie is no way compares to the majority of the Marvel films. Marvel is great. The Marvel arc is better. The Marvel model is better. What I would kill to have a Kevin Feige for DC.
Right.
You know? So what do you think is the best DC movie that's been published, that's been released so far?
Are you talking like
I'm talking about the
current universe?
The current DC universe, the movies. What do you think is the best?
I'm probably going to have to go with Birds of Prey.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and then my close second is Shazam.
Whereas I found Shazam to be entirely too bubblegum. It was fun. Mm. Just like Aquabro was fun, but they were trying to course correct so much, you know. And here's the thing. Even
murdering all those people in front of kids wasn't dark enough for you?
No, I want darker. And I want to, you know, here's the thing. The Marvel movies, especially towards the end of this sequence, those are pretty dark.
Yeah.
You know? But there's still humor to it. There's still love. You've invested in the character, you know. And they tried to cut corners with the DC films, and that breaks my heart. And I also put in my notes that Geoff Johns is just no Kevin Feige. There's no consistent vision. There's no guiding hand. And there needs to be. There needs to be somebody who loves comics, who is controlling the entire thing and has a long vision, and not just, we need to catch up with Marvel.
Well, I don't even think they need to necessarily understand comics, as long as they have people that understand the comics and what's important about them to rely on. But they definitely need an architect of some kind for a shared universe.
There's no one steering the ship. It just feels like they're just doing a bunch of just jointed things together.
Like, I don't necessarily think Kevin Feige is a big Marvel Comics fan or super familiar with continuity or, you know, the various universes and all that. I mean, maybe with time he has become familiar, but I think that's not what he brings, isn't the expertise in the stories, but an expertise in the organizational, you know, narrative control. Maybe.
You'd be surprised how many people are in positions of power that actually aren't fans of their fandom they represent, or fans of the IP they represent, and don't know everything, or they like it, but they don't have the encyclopedic knowledge that you might expect from somebody who's in a very high position at, say, Star Wars, right? Or you know, I'm sure DC or Marvel, you know, they got hired for other skills. And
long as they're competent managers and know how to tell a story, you know? And are willing to listen
to the people who are experts on the subject matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite?
My least favorite?
Yeah. What's the one you hate? What's the one that even you're like, you know what? No, this is not good, and I would rather not watch it again.
It might be Joker.
Mm. Wow. That's surprising.
It might be Joker.
That's one of my favorites. Honestly, I don't even think of that as a DC. I don't think of that as a DC movie, to be honest, but.
I don't even, yeah.
And that's
is it connected even?
That's the thing. They're moving to a different model now. They've decided that they're not going to try to recreate let's all do interconnected things. But here's the thing. Joker might not have been the Joker.
I don't think of that movie as being about the Joker. So let's put that one aside. Which one that you know is definitely canonically from the comics and stuff? What's your least favorite?
Hang on. I'm running over.
Is it Suicide Squad? Because it should be Suicide Squad.
It might have to be, but here's the thing. I'm not qualified to be a movie critic under normal circumstances, okay? Because
your bar is just too low.
I'm the same way.
When I'm sitting in a movie theater, I don't think about this, that, usually. I don't think about what's wrong. Do me. Just do me. Make me feel this. Make me. Take me away for these 3 hours, 1 or 2 hours, whatever it is. And when the initial viewing, I loved Suicide Squad so very much. I mean, Harley was perfect. Deadshot was perfect. And some of the characterizations were perfect. And the fights were fun. But the third act was fucking generic as hell. Yeah. And I read a review that said, hey, basically, they just introduced the characters three times for no reason. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right. And the use of music was a bit heavy-handed.
Yeah.
And yet, it made a ton. It was fun to watch, but it was probably my least favorite.
That's me with Star Wars. Like, that's how I was with the Star Wars movies. It's like, I love Force Awakens, and I refuse to argue that it's a bad movie because it's perfect. But that said, the two that came after that, Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker, at the time, I was like, these were fucking great. And then a little later, the longer I thought about it, the more I was like, okay, I can find some things I didn't like about it. But I just want to be entertained. That's the only sin, is not entertaining me.
Agreed. I think Molly and I are on the same page in that, like, the biggest sin a movie can commit is to bore me,
or to see the audience.
And see the
director's thumbprint.
Sure.
What do you think, Tim? Are you easy?
I think in general, I'm probably a little harsher on movies than you all are. But if I really like a movie, then I tend to be a lot more forgiving of it later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I think The Last Jedi is great. And I still think The Last Jedi is great. Mm-hmm.
And Last Jedi might be my favorite of that trilogy.
But at the same time, I am more likely to come out of a movie being like, no, that was a piece of crap. So like Suicide Squad, I fucking hated it. I thought it was a fucking mess. But I'm also a writer, right? And the writing in that is bullshit. It's just so bad. Mm-hmm. And
I can't disagree with you.
From the beginning, of the movie to the point they like they do all this crazy ass shit to introduce characters, and then they bring in another character after they've done this massive introduction thing, and they're like, "Oh, this guy's part of the Suicide Squad too." I'm like, "Oh, he's dead in 5 minutes because he didn't bother to give me to have me give a shit about him." And sure enough, he's dead in 5 minutes. And it was just like,
you want another?
Every minute of that movie is so badly written. It makes me physically angry.
Boy, just wait till I bring up the air's cut. But I want to ask you, here's a controversial statement. Ready? Loved the Joker character in Suicide Squad.
Oh, he's
I
so bad, Ron. Did
an incredible job. I want to see more of him. And I would watch him all day long before I watched Phoenix again.
Yeah, that is a controversial statement. Yes.
So like right off the bat, the actor's a fuckface. He was a dick to his co-stars. Like he won't work on another DC movie again. Like, I don't think it'll happen because look at how successful Margot Robbie is as Harley Quinn and how big Harley Quinn is as an IP with her own animated show, which is super fucking good.
Oh, the show is so
good. And her movie, which did really well. Nobody wants to work with him as the Joker again. I don't think it's going to happen. I think if you're ever going to see more of him in something, it's going to be like, I don't know, when they released the Snyder cut of Suicide Squad or something.
Ron, Tim got HBO Max now. We need him to watch the Harley Quinn show.
Harley Quinn show. I will watch it. I want to watch it. I just haven't.
This is off topic, but there are three shows that I am proselytizing for these days. The Netflix Hollywood show is incredible. Lovecraft Country has surprised living fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And the Harley Quinn show is great. While we're at it, I really like Titans. I've only seen season one. And by the way, I'm pointing at you without my camera on. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, on Titans, right? Okay. So Titans just got renewed for a third season. It was one of the announcements in the DC fandom stuff. I just want to make sure that we don't forget to talk about the DC fandom stuff, which is kind of like the future going forward type stuff. But we don't have to talk about it right now. I just want to make sure we don't forget that.
Outstanding.
Stuff. Yeah.
Now, you guys already called me out on the Snyder cut, and I appreciate it because, I was watching every second of that thing developing. What's your thoughts on an Ayers cut? I saw somebody else is advocating for I want a this, that, or the other cut of a movie. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Oh, just make a good movie the first time.
I will watch the Snyder League? Cut. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about both, actually. Go ahead, Molly.
No, I was going to say, I will watch the Snyder Cut of Justice League because he claims that he made a different movie. And he claims that the movie he made was so much better than the movie they released that I will watch that because that to me is a bold claim that I have to see for myself. I'm not going to judge that without seeing it for myself. That would make me crazy if I had made something and then I went to see the edited final version, the produced version, and they did that. That would be really hard to take. I'm into that.
Plus, we have HBO Max. It's not going to cost us a penny to see.
We're definitely going to do that.
That's certainly a factor.
Well, for sure.
Like, I wouldn't pay to go see it again in the theater.
Without COVID.
Right. Without COVid. Maybe to get out of the house.
My take on Justice League is that I can't remember any of it.
Oh, I do. I do. And I can remember parts and go, oh, that's Josh Whedon.
The majority of the movie is Batman going to people and being like, I'm putting a team together, and I need
Also, I'm Batman.
A thing that I would never tell anyone,
but let me just tell you up front.
Everybody knows I'm Batman.
Aren't you Bruce Wayne? That's right. I'm Bruce Wayne and also Batman. Don't tell anyone, please.
It's my secret identity.
David Ayers, who did the first Suicide Squad, is like, I did a whole different movie.
Movie I didn't like enough that I don't want to see it again.
I think that Suicide Squad, not The Suicide Squad. I think Suicide Squad definitely suffered like death by committee. I think it had a whole bunch of producers and a whole bunch of audience pre-screenings and stuff where they were like, it's Poochie. That's what it is. It's
the Poochie. From the Simpsons?
It's the Poochie of DC Comics. They set out to make something so fucking cool, and they went down a checklist of all the cool things they could do, and the director maybe had an idea for an actual story with a plot and some depth or something. I don't know. Or even just a consistent movie. And instead they made them go through this checklist and like, nah, you have to include Joker. Well, he doesn't really work for the story. I'm trying to know. And he's got to be this Joker. It's like, fuck. Yeah. Okay, guys.
What it says in my notes is the studio just needs to stay the fuck out of the way.
Yep.
You know, I think trust your artists.
Yeah. The difference with Suicide Squad to Justice League to me is that Suicide Squad was just like, I can't imagine what footage they might have that they could assemble to make a movie I want to watch.
Yeah.
But I can see that with Justice League, because at least with Justice League, I was interested. It was fine. It wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't a very good movie. So there's a difference there. I feel like a not good movie can become a decent movie, but a bad movie is a bad movie, you know?
A bad movie can become what? An okay movie?
Maybe.
Why am I in for that? I'm in for a I don't have a problem if there's footage and somebody wants to recut a movie that and they're given the ability to do it. Sure. Whatever. I mean, whether I choose to watch it or not, I don't have a problem with it, but
I watch Suicide Squad. Just watch The Boys.
I would pull the trigger on an Ayers cut because there was enough potential in what he did of Suicide Squad.
Well, we don't have to worry about that because we're going to get The Suicide Squad by James Gunn instead.
Oh yeah.
And that looks amazing.
It does.
Looks good.
I think their King Shark looks a little weird. That's my biggest complaint. If the biggest complaint I have is I don't like the way your anthropomorphic shark man looks, when honestly I'm thrilled by the inclusion of King Shark, a character I was introduced to in Gail Simone's Secret mm-hmm. Six.
I'm a shark. I'm a motherfucking shark.
Yeah, like King Shark is great. and a standout in the animated show Harley Quinn as well.
Ron Funches.
Yeah, and he looks great in the Suicide Squad game too that they're working on. Maybe I'm confusing the way they look.
You might be confusing the game.
He looks fucked up in the game, but he looks good in the movie.
Looks fucked up.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's up with this DC thing? The drone? The fandom?
How much did you pay?
Oh, hang on. One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing that I wrote down, and I like this turn of phrase, and I wanted to share this with you, and I'm glad that I have video on you because I want to see your face when I say this, okay? We are probably witnessing the death of going to the movies. COVID has accelerated that. And there will still be some blockbusters that you want to do as a group experience, but we are probably witnessing the death throes of going to the movies, okay? There is now always going to be a call for big, known, franchisable, blockbusterable IP. DC Warner has some of the best because they have the Trinity. You know, they have Batsuits, Wonder Woman, which means, and this is what I wanted to see your face for, which means we will be seeing Martha Wayne's pearls falling into that alley for fucking eternity. We are not done seeing that.
It's true.
I would rather watch a movie that was just that scene happening over and over in some kind of like Miracle Man, like time warp, like you're in, like it's like Granny Goodness has captured Batman and is making him relive that moment over and over. I would watch that before I'd watch another fucking Batman origin story.
You actually basically described an episode of Batman, the animated series where he's under the effects of some, Scarecrow fear gas. It's great. Yeah.
I want more of the. I want better, different bad guys. DC has so many good, weird bad guys, and they're not using any of them
because they just want to keep using the Joker.
Well, or
and you know what else?
Big Apocalypse or whatever. Like,
Could we stop killing off bad guys if it's for a movie? I don't need to kill off the Penguin at the end of the movie. I don't need to kill off Two-Face. Let's keep him around.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the Nolan Batman movies didn't kill off their villains most of the time.
Bring the weird guys. I want to see more. I want to see the Granny Goodness stuff. I want to see the Dark Side stuff. I want there to be more
Man Bat.
Weird cosmic stuff.
So Man, see Bat. Man Bat.
Man Bat.
So the Snyder Cut will have Dark Side.
Cool.
Which means, you know, we're more likely to see something like Granny Goodness or Scott Free or...
Scott Free would be cool. Any of that stuff. There's so many cool things. There's some cool stories that they could do that they just don't. And like, it just feels like they're like, you know what people want to see? We're going to see Batman again. They want Batman. They love Batman. It's like, but maybe they don't. That's the thing that Marvel did is they brought in other... more niche heroes. Like,
what if we do a Thor movie? What the hell? What happens if we do Thor?
Well,
go
ahead. I'm sorry, Nick.
No, I gotta go ahead.
I'm really curious because what the director is saying, though I haven't seen any of it in the trailer, what the director is saying is that this new Pattinson Batman is going to be Batman, a detective. And I like all of the secondary and tertiary stuff going on, the series and all this nonsense going on to support it. I'm in.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, Batman's World Greatest Detective is something that's more interesting to me than Batman, human abuse sponge.
Well, if you take away the fact that Batman is the world's greatest detective, what you're left with is a rich guy that punches poor people and criminals.
Yeah.
And like, that's
vigilante.
It's literally like the least interesting aspects of Batman are just the straight up the violence. It's everything around that gives the violence context, which is really important to the character.
Mm-hmm. All right,
which is why I was okay with Batfleck, because he would have been a really good Bruce Wayne if they had let him. You know,
they didn't let him be good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But there's hardly a movie out there that lets Bruce Wayne be Bruce Wayne. So all right, we got to get to five questions. Oh. I'm afraid to say, but we got to do the fandom thing first. So Nick.
Yo.
We got to talk about fandom before we get to the five questions.
So DC Fandom, for people that don't know, was like an online convention that Warner Brothers and DC held that they basically announced everything DC for the next 4 years or something like
That's a lot.
Minus, you know, whatever.
They did a Marvel thing.
Yeah.
Like they planned it out. Yeah.
Going so far in advance as to show pictures of production sketches of The Rock as Black Adam, because they don't have any footage or anything to show. There was just a bunch of semi-animated pictures, you know, that's the far future. Ron, we got to see like a Suicide Squad movie roll call and a game trailer. They announced the third season of Titans, like we were talked about a little bit.
An animated DC Super Pets show.
Yeah. So what do you mostly, what was the thing that they announced that you were like, oh, fuck yes, this is it? And you can't say the Snyder Cut trailer.
Justice League Dark.
Hmm?
Justice League Dark. You want non-standard characters? You want something different? You want to take an outside swing? Justice League Dark.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
It's like a Swamp Thing and John Constantine and
Zatanna. Like, I think
Zatanna.
That's
like,
my shit, man. Like, that sounds awesome.
Yep. Dead Man or something too. I think.
That sounds awesome.
Is that a movie or is that a TV series?
It's an animated.
That makes more sense.
I think they're talking about doing it featured. They've already done it animated a couple of times.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were talking about doing that as a. I must have missed that.
That's my understanding. Is they're talking about doing it as a no nonsense feature.
Nice.
Well, I would love that.
And what do you think? What's interesting is Marvel does TV okay. Marvel does animated poorly, and Marvel does movies incredibly. And that script is flipped for DC. The Arrowverse was perfect. I mean, a little soap opera after a while. The crossover was incredible.
The what?
The all the WB, all the Flash and
Black Lightning. Those are all okay for a while, but then they were all the same show. They're basically on the same show, which was like superpowered person hides everything they know from people they love because they don't want them to get hurt. And then they get hurt anyway. So they keep hiding stuff.
It's like, notable exceptions are like Legends of Tomorrow has some really deep fucking pulls for a lot of like older fans.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So that Justice League Dark was the thing you're most looking forward to. That's cool.
Don't get me wrong. I want to see The Flash. I want to see Aquabo too. Batgirl sounds good. Trench sounds good. I don't know how they're doing New Gods, but I'll watch it.
I'll watch anything New Gods they have to offer. Have you watched Young Justice yet?
No, but I know that I must. I should also go back and see that Black Adam might really shake some stuff up too. You know?
Sure.
You're not a fan?
No, I love Black Adam. I think Black Adam is the shit. I love the Captain Marvel lore, the Shazam lore and stuff. It's really great. I had a friend loan me a bunch of Black Adam comics as my introduction to Captain Marvel or Shazam was actually Miracle Man by
Neil Gaiman.
He finished it, but that was my introduction. Was not Shazam. So I'm a fan.
What was the guy who became Rorschach? The Question.
The Question. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing more of him. You know,
or her characters. Actually these days.
Yeah.
Really.
Nice. Renee Montoya. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Renee Montoya.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think she's the Question right now.
All right, so we could talk about DC forever. We haven't even had a chance to really ridicule you for your Batman versus Superman take. But we have to get to five questions, and Ron's got five questions, and these are going to take forever. So we just got to get.
I tried to make them a little bit shorter this time. Okay.
Oh, sure you did. All right. Yeah. Question number one.
You guys can answer this in whatever order is like or all together. And I wanted, I wanted to crib this from Stephen Colbert and ask: Batman versus Superman, great movie or the greatest movie? But instead, let me ask you how you would have fixed it. Since that's a bullshit question, how would you have fixed Batman versus Superman?
I would have taken out all the dumb Martha stuff because I think that's the main thing people harp on for why that's where they lost me completely. The we have the same mom name and so therefore we are the same brother. Like, and I would have made it not a slugfest. Because that is not how Batman beats Superman. Batman beats Superman with his brains. And so I think if there had been some traps or some anything other than just a fucking punch out destruction of property, look at all the CGI we paid for.
Yeah.
That would have fixed it for me.
Yeah. Make Batman smart and act and make decisions as if he's smart, even though, yes, he has trauma. And two, make Superman good, make him like a Boy Scout type, make him Superman, just make Superman Superman, make Batman Batman, make Lois Lane smart because Lois Lane is smart.
She's an investigative journalist.
make Lex Luthor Lex Luthor and not the Joker. I would fix that movie by making the characters true to the characters that they are.
I would fix that movie by number one, fixing Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is terrible in that movie. He's not Lex Luthor at all. He shouldn't be there. Number two, I would fix that movie by establishing a relationship between Batman and Superman so that there are stakes. There are no stakes in the fight between the two of them because they don't have an established relationship. That's what makes Civil War work. Is there there's an established relationship between Iron Man and Captain America, and there are stakes when the two of them are fighting. There are no stakes. There's no emotion when Batman and Superman are fighting.
I have no problem with Batman doing everything he can to figure out how to kill Superman and building that arsenal and getting all those tools together, because that is canonically something Batman has done several times. Yep. My qualm is that he would try to kill Superman without some sort of fucking evidence.
I'm going to give you that Luthor. I don't understand why they cast Luthor like it is, but it's my understanding that the intent was to turn Superman into Superman at the end of Justice League. That he was going to be the big blue Boy Scout, that he was going to come to the other side and that Batman was going to be no more killing. But that remains to be seen.
That seems so weird to me that Superman would need a bunch of shit to happen on his watch to be like, I guess I'll be a hero.
Yeah, the whole reason he's a hero is because the Kents and the farm.
He was raised, and his own parents raised him that way. I mean, I know he was just a baby, but he's got all the memory things from them telling him how to be.
I could talk for hours.
I think Doomsday was able to utilize as well.
Doomsday didn't even make any sense. All right, question number two.
Which is your favorite Batman, and which is your least favorite Batman, and why?
My favorite Batman is Batman the Animated Series.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Nice. Because
Kevin Conroy.
You know, Kevin Conroy will always and forever be the voice I hear in my head when I read Batman comics until the day I die. And you get to see him be a detective. There's an entire episode that is like the first time they introduce Ra's al Ghul. There's so little dialogue as he's like discovering and researching and traveling and all that. Like that has the most character development into the Batman I love than anything.
I agree. I think the animated series Batman is easily the best Batman.
Who's your least favorite though?
Val Kilmer.
Who's your least favorite?
Val Kilmer.
So my favorite Batman is Michael Keaton, but my favorite Bruce Wayne is Christian Bale. He's my favorite Bruce Wayne because he has that rich boy
buying the hotel when the girls dance in the fountain that shit. Yeah.
But my least favorite Batman, I think I got to go with Ben Affleck, and it's just because they didn't give him anything to do. It's not his fault, but that's my least favorite way he was written and way he was directed.
Like a waste.
Because he looked like a good Batman. He had the muscles. He had the, like, he could have been. He had the, he's a good
Batman. I can 100% buy Ben Affleck as Batman, but I don't think they utilized him well.
But I think Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman because he is my first Batman, like, really. And there was just something about, I collected the trading cards with the gum. Oh, sure. I did the whole deal with that Batman. The sticker
book and all that shit.
The sticker book and all of it. I was all in on Kim Basinger and Michael Keaton.
All right, Ron, what's your answer?
My answer is the best Batman has to be Keaton, even though it could have been Affleck. And maybe the Conroy is the best Batman only because you got to see gajillions of episodes, so you got to really develop the character. My least favorite Batman, Clooney, because he made fun of it. But if I ever tell you what my problem with the
I forgot about Clooney. That's how bad he was. Shit.
Yeah. My problem.
I don't blame
Bale's
that
Batman
movie on
was.
Clooney. Yeah.
Your problem with what Batman?
Christian Bale as Batman.
What's that?
Batman's superpower, such as it is will. It's drive. Everything he is because he has pushed himself to be the best athlete, the best detective, the best everything. But in Nolan's Batman, it's not action. It's all reaction. He only become a bat because Ra's al Ghul pushed him. He only did this because of this. Nothing he did for himself or of himself.
That's why he's my favorite Bruce Wayne.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Question number three.
Which character would you most like to see from DC in a feature film, and which one are you tired of? I bet I know your answer to that last part.
Oh, I want a Mr. Miracle movie so bad. And I think, honestly, they could do the Mr. Miracle that won the Eisners just this past year, Tom King. They could just straight up adapt that to be a really good long drama
series, a Netflix series.
Yeah, like an HBO style. Yeah, it would have to be invested
like eight
in
episodes.
I think they could do New God stuff, and I think they could do it in a way that's not cheesy. I just think it would take a lot of skill. I'm tired of the Joker, man. I'm tired. I'm done.
I would love to see a Zatanna feature.
I was gonna say that too.
Were you? Because if they did it like Doctor Strange and they did some dope ass magic, we don't get to see magic in the DC universe at all. Like, we just see like cosmic gods or like people with like machines, right? So like, or like who've been cybernetically enhanced. I want to see the fucking magic of the DC universe.
Like Zatanna, her dad, Dr. Fate.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not tired of the Joker, and I'm tired of the Joker with Harley.
Oh,
I'm tired of that because that is an it's a bad relationship, and I don't like how it gets used and fetishized. I don't think it's used in a way that gives it the right context to make people like understand what you're seeing there. And I think that Joker is great. My favorite Joker is the one in the recent Harley cartoon. Honest to God, he's amazing, and I love Harley. But yeah, I just can't stand them together anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Zatanna, so I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
As the character that I would pick that I would love to see a movie about. And I mean, for me, the character that I really need, and it, you know, it's not even that I don't like it, and not that I don't like the way he's been depicted a bunch of times. It's just like Batman has the best fucking rogues gallery of any fucking superhero, and all we ever get is the fucking Joker. It's like, give me something else, because there are so many great options. If you're going to keep making Batman movies, and they are going to keep making Batman movies, use somebody else, because
I'm a little sick of Batman, to be honest. He's my second most tired of character.
All right, your answer, Ron.
I want to see something, like I said, from maybe Justice League Dark. You know, Zatanna would be okay. Almost Constantine.
A good Constantine movie.
A good – what's his name that plays him in the Arrowverse? He's really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I've heard he's good.
Oh, my God. And in the crossover, they had a crossover with Constantine, had to go have a consult with Tom Ellis that plays Lucifer as Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the fanboy in me was just screaming like nobody's business.
So you know that Constantine is in the upcoming Sandman series, right?
Why Neil Gaiman's
been talking about that.
Constantine is played by Taron Egerton, both in the audiobook on Audible, and he will be playing the live action Constantine in Sandman.
He's the kid who was Kingsman.
I know.
Okay, cool.
I think he's
so
with that accent. Like, that's a perfect Constantine. I'm on board.
I just saw Rocket Man too, so I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
All right, so which one don't you want, Ron?
Yeah.
I'm tired of Two-Face. I've not seen Two-Face done in any way that ever really impressed me.
All right, question number four.
Any DC property or storyline that you are hungry to see adapted?
Kingdom Come. The Nail.
Good one.
The Nail's good.
What'd you say, Kingdom Come?
Kingdom Come.
That's what I would say too. But you know, I'll switch my answer, then I'll say Red Sun.
Yeah.
I want to see Red Sun.
I temporarily dropped the name. The one that's the video game?
The Arkham Asylum?
No.
We lost him.
He's gone. He'll come back.
Ron is gone. He will be back in a
Tim,
moment.
Tim, I almost said Kingdom Come, and then I heard you say it. I was like, shit, because I love that. That's such – there's that part where they talk about the Flash and how lonely he is because he exists between seconds.
Yes.
And how hard it is to like, because he is so old comparatively in the terms of the time he experiences, is such a great Kingdom Come is such full of good.
And it's got just the way that it deals with Shazam and what that would do to a kid.
There's good stuff like, there.
I think Ron's back. I'm going to try and unmute him.
He's connecting the audio, I think. Yeah, I would love Red Sun. Yeah. If you don't know, Red Sun is what would happen if Superman had landed in Russia?
Right.
Communist
Russia, USSR.
The Nail's another Superman what-if story, too.
The Nail is...
I always confuse those two in my head. I love both of them.
What's The Nail?
The Nail is what if the Kents... It's based on that old storytelling, like the kingdom.
The shoe is lost.
Yeah, the kingdom, the whole kingdom is lost for the sake of a horseshoe. For the sake of a nail, for the sake of a shoe, for the sake of a horse.
Yeah.
So the whole premise is, you are brought into this somewhat familiar DC world where everything is fucked up and all these heroes are like very poor off and the villains are kicking their ass and stuff. And eventually you find out towards the end of the story that the Kents got a flat tire because they ran over a nail, and Superman was found by an Amish community and raised non-violently by the Amish on their farm and never left. And so it's a world without Superman because of a single nail called a flat tire.
I like that.
It's a great what if.
Yeah, it's a great what if. Ron, what was your answer?
Sorry, Elseworlds.
Yeah.
Ron, what about you?
There was a fight game.
Injustice.
There was a fight game a little while ago. Injustice. I love that. And interestingly, whenever they do the 10 best Alfred stories or 10 best Joker things or 10 times Superman did something outstanding, did something from Injustice, I want that so badly.
Yeah. Alfred kicked Superman's ass a bit.
He does. He does. And
Is that where Alfred is more like he's almost like XMI6 in a way? He's
that in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like he's had a past and he's trained in all kinds
Alfred,
of shit.
Alfred's,
like,
I mean, in most modern Batman stuff, Alfred has had a past.
Injustice is another kind of an Elseworld story where through some trickery, the Joker kind of accidentally tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane. Superman holds Batman responsible for never stopping
Joker.
Kills him himself and becomes a sort of totalitarian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually. It's good. I mean,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
If you have DC Universe, there's like 5 years of it.
That's awesome.
Okay, question five.
Yeah. Okay, and this one is just for Nick. In light of our ongoing thing about DC. Nick Darling, guess my mom's name.
Oh my God. Is it fucking Martha? For real?
No, it's not, but I just wanted to put you on the spot, man.
Okay, hold on. But is it Heather?
No. Okay. Good God, no. That would be extra.
That's his mom's name. And then you'd be like, nice, how do you know that name?
All right, Tim and Molly get to guess. What's Ron's mom's name?
What's Ron's mom's name? Sharon.
No.
Maleficent.
Jude.
There you go. It's Barbara, but it doesn't matter. Oh, and speaking of which, my mother has fallen for yet another scam. It's amazing.
Sorry.
But I thought another Ron's mom is stupid episode might not be a good pull.
Well, we'll save that for the next time we're desperate for an episode, which at the rate we're going with COVID. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. What are you doing in 2 weeks? All right. We got to say thank you for Ron for joining us again for what I understand is the 15th time.
Something like that. Yeah, might even be more.
Well, you can go back and count. Let us know how wrong we were. If you enjoy our show, you can of course support us on Patreon. We are up to $150, which gives us a chance to get a web person in to redesign our website. So we're getting to work on that. We absolutely appreciate that. You can also, like us on Twitter or follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. However the fuck all that social media stuff works. I don't know.
Do it how you like.
I don't know. I'm Gen X. We don't know shit. So, anyway, thanks, Ron. We have been Geeks Without God. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now I want an episode on which was worse, Batman v Superman or Suicide Squad, except it was Suicide Squad.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
And I gotta pee, but I love you. I'll see you soon.